Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's ready to take a Big Brother trip with you. I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Wow, what an episode of a Big Brother that we get to talk about here with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. Excited to get into it with a great panel here with us to talk about all of the nonsense that we saw and the excitement as potentially 24 hours from now, Nicole may be blindsided out of the Big Brother house. Let's talk about it here. First with us, of course, you can hear her every week on the Mess Magnets podcast. It is the great Sasha Joseph. Sasha, how are you?
So good. I can't be held liable for what I say today. I think the slop made it over to my house. So just, you know, want to make that clear because what an
slop.
Episode.
Yes. The psychedelic slop.
The special slop that you maybe want to have.
Yeah. I think my kids aren't watching Big Brother this season for a lot of reasons.
How would you explain it to them? Or would you?
I don't even know where I would begin. I'm like, yeah, you know, some people take drugs and then they see things. You know how mom likes the Beatles? Yeah. All right. Here with us, of course, fresh off of a B&B this past weekend from science. Maybe she can explain some of this. It is Dr. Liana Boris.
Ah, yes. We're going to get into all of the neuroscience behind this comp. No, of course not. What? This is silly. This is ridiculous. This is so incredibly stupid. Yellow submarine written all over it. I don't even know what to make of this. But you know what? All I can say is pink elephants and green pigs.
Yes, they're all here tonight. Liana, it's so great to have you back here on the recap. And of course, joining us, of course, taking a break from his coverage over on Love Island, talking about the hot dummies on islands, it is the great Scally.
Oh, hello. Much like Kyle when Alyssa walks into the room, I am extremely excited to be here.
Oh, wait, <So. laughs> yeah.
Okay, all right. So, on that note, we'll take your questions later on tonight, and how could you not have many after the hour of television that we watch? Robswebsite.com/BBQuestions. Of course, tomorrow night we'll be live after the eviction, 10:15 p.m. Eastern time for everything following the eviction for our eviction number four. Should be a good one. Okay, so let me just start here. Liana, how faithful of an adaptation of the week gone by was this episode?
I would say overall, they got most of the main beats. Okay, which I think really for the Big Brother editors, like, that's astounding. Yeah. So, you know, great job for them in terms of sort of the logic behind the decisions that were made. For example, the reason to perhaps not use the veto to keep Alyssa and Indy off the block. I feel like Michael's DR has really captured that it's this very niche scenario where Brittany and Michael, if they were to only get backdoored, then they would need this other person, aka Indy, to join them and protect them. So I felt like that was pretty solid. What was absolutely missing was the Daniel and Nicole, complete clown tomfoolery that we've been seeing these past couple days. So that to me was the most frustrating part. But I would say in general, they hit most of the main beats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scally, anything to add in just in terms of the things that were missed?
Yeah, I feel like we got where we ended up, like, very correct. We probably skipped a step or two in getting there in terms of, like, was Kyle always looking to not use the veto? Was Daniel always so wary? Probably not. I'm hoping that we get more of Daniel and Nicole acting like clowns tomorrow night. And, like, let's really dig the grave tomorrow. But in terms of the veto stuff, I would say it mostly there, maybe missing a step.
Okay, Sasha, I'd love to start with you as we bring in the Kyle and Alyssa of it all. Of course, you cover all the mess. Your brand is mess. What do you make of the Kyle and Alyssa relationship as we are being shown it on Big Brother?
I just have so many questions, right? Like, is Kyle experienced before? Is that where all of this is coming from? Because the energy, right, that he's I was like, it just any person outside, once you're done with this show, will be happy to, you know, help you out, friend. But we're here for money, right? And why are you letting a showmance get in the way? So that's how I feel. And
can't help it. He's too H-word. Yeah.
Hans has to walk around with, what, a sweater? Stop it, Kyle. That's embarrassing for you. But good on Alyssa. Good on Alyssa for breaking him down, because there's so many. And, like, look on Twitter for those clips. But of her, like, literally really wanting to be with him. And he's like, no, no, I don't want it. And then all of a sudden, they were showmans. And then, Rob, you tweeted, why did he say he's in love with her?
Yes. I mean, later on in the episode, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the diary room, because, you know, we sort of like see things play out in the house. He did say in as he was going through this, like, he talked about why he needed to use the veto. He said,
they'll have a strong connection with her. I freaking love the girl.
I freaking love the girl.
It's giving inexperience, and I'm sad for him.
But maybe, you know, tonally, it sounds a little bit like, you know, I love her like a friend, but still, it's the word is being said.
I mean, I'm here for maximum chaos, so that's why I will not allow you to, like, correctly explain what he said. I instead want to say that.
Sure.
Look, the whole read of the Kyle situation for me is this, okay? He's doing the worst of both worlds, because instead of just fully committing to a showmance, which can be beneficial, you bring in that person, you include them in their plans, you have this strong duo that can work with you. He's not including her, but yet at the same time still feels so torn up about wanting to be with her and having all of these sexually repressed urges that he just can't get out. And it's clouding his judgment and is making things a million times worse, instead of just like, nope, definitely not, get out of here, or yes, let's go for it. He's riding the middle, as I'm sure he wishes he could.
Hey-o.
And just, it's not working out for him.
Yeah. Scally, I know there's been a lot of hand-wringing on social media about, oh, we don't like this with Kyle and Alyssa. But I have to say, I'm here for it, okay? That, look, this show's supposed to be entertainment. I love how awkward this is for them and for us. And look, maybe some people just wanted to be a steamroll for the leftovers. But this is an interesting curveball in this TV show.
Yeah, I mean, people were complaining that the bestie festy twist really took some of the intrigue, in that it made it a lot more difficult for like anything really to get mixed up in the game. Not that the underdogs at the moment are who we want to succeed, but like, this is really going to create problems for the Leftovers Alliance in the later game in a way that I think we probably do need.
Yeah. So let's see what happens. And that this is, I think, so hilarious, this whole situation. It's not gotten into schmoopy talk, which was referenced on the roundtable last night, which I hate. It's kind of the opposite of schmoopy talk, if you ask me. And so this has been a lot of fun. I got to hear a little bit more about some of Kyle's inner turmoil about this in the episode. He talked about how difficult it is to control himself.
You have no idea the amount of self-control it takes for me to just sit here and not, like,
Yeah, it was the boing heard round the world.
Not the Jasmine hopping sound.
It's versatile.
They got a 2-for-1.
Yeah, we got rid of the scooter. We need to find a new use. We already paid for the sound effect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have the button set, okay?
Yeah. But I love this storyline in the show of that, you know, Kyle's weakness. Like, he has been in this house with Alyssa for 4 weeks and he can't take it anymore. That's it. It's over.
Pent up. Yeah. Bursting, if you will.
Oh, no. Stop.
Or I guess not, right? That's the problem.
Yes.
I mean, look, Rob, I'm happy that you like it. Watching feeds, watching them. Like, oh, I want to touch you, but I can't touch you. I hated it. I hated every second of it. It was like, she's kissing his neck. And he's like, no, Alyssa, you can't do that. Oh, it was horrible to watch. So I'm glad at least someone's getting some enjoyment out of the situation. Mm-hmm.
Now, albeit, I am not watching hours and hours of it on the feeds.
Right. You get the condensed version.
I get the condensed version by way of the updates and the TV show. And this is the perfect way to experience this from afar. From afar.
A microdose, if you will.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Got it.
Okay. Hang in there. We'll get there. So the episode is set up with that we have the plan of, okay, we want to backdoor Alyssa and Indy because we want to ultimately get Nicole and Taylor up on the block so that we may get Nicole out of the house. We got a little bit of a setup with, for the first time, Scally, we saw Taylor, Britt, and Michael talk about how this is a good final three. I do think in the second half of the season, like, I feel like as we start to like really get into like breaking up the leftovers, like, this is going to be a very important part of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very beneficial for these three all. They really need to start thinking about this, and it's good that we start establishing it on the show. I definitely think it's a very likely way that this alliance breaks. So glad to see that the three of them recognize that, and the show also sees the importance in letting us know about it.
So meanwhile, we also get Monty trying to talk to Daniel about that. Okay, but we gotta make sure we're gonna get Taylor out. Meanwhile, they're going to try to get Daniel to not be aware that they're trying to get his best friend out of the house. Sasha, I love the lengths that the show went to really drive home. Daniel and Nicole are best friends. They will never do anything to screw up the other one's game.
I feel like they didn't do enough. I feel like they were so nice to Daniel. They were like, oh, because his diary room was like, they won't get it past me. I see something's brewing. No, you didn't. Don't lie, you clowns. Mm-hmm. After the veto was used, right, we got that 1 minute segment. I needed the whole show to be that. Then I would have been fine. Because the way these two, the air of superiority, right, that they were just like, ha ha, we know everything. I'm a cop. I'm so smart. You want this HOH? I'll do the exact opposite. Shut up. You're stupid. And I can't wait for tomorrow. And I just hope that it's still a little bit of a blindside. And maybe Julie will ask a few questions for us, you know, that'll make us, that'll wedge it a little more.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I know we talked about it on the slop this week that Nicole really does like it when Julie Chen Moonves calls house guests out. That's one of Nicole's favorite parts of the show. So something to keep an eye out for, Liana.
Yes. I mean, that might become a reality for Nicole in, you know, more ways than she's even expecting. Because as we say, expect the unexpected.
Yeah. Okay. Taylor is even on board with the plan to potentially go up onto the block that she is very excited, looking forward to some sweet revenge against Nicole to potentially go up on the block. Scally, this is going to be the potentially the third time on the block for Taylor.
Yeah, for Taylor, it's tough because going up on the block is not a fun position, especially when you're not sure if you have the numbers. Luckily, this time she feels a lot better about it. And being that Nicole and Daniel have been two of the most outwardly horrible to her in the house, especially to her face, she does see the benefit. And so getting a Nicole off of the jury is very tempting in order to go ahead and sit up there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's that. And I think also not having Nicole in the jury, because that would be terrible. Having Nicole and Daniel in the jury would be terrible for Taylor's chances if she were to get to the end, because those two, I assume, would just continue to spew the sort of negativity that they've been doing throughout. So I'm happy they highlighted that. I'm happy also that the show did mention the discussion about, like, well, if we do, from Monty and Joseph, if we do put Taylor up on the block, you know, that might be tough because we really want to solidify that relationship and make Taylor feel like she truly is, you know, part of us. She's not just a tool that we're using to get people out. And so that was something that was definitely part of the thought process in deciding the initial noms and even up until, you know, the renom.
Can I ask a question of that from the Nicole and Daniel side of things? Like, who do they think they have? But just like in terms of, like, there's seven people that are in the leftovers and what, 13 people in the house. So they feel like their side is Nicole, Daniel, apparently Kyle,
Kyle,
Jasmine, Indy, Alyssa,
Indy.
Yeah.
And Terrence, I guess.
And Terrence.
Yeah.
And Terrence.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I keep forgetting.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing is, they didn't really count. They were just kind of like, oh, you don't want me to use it? I'm going to use it. And we'll worry about this later. So like, the votes must be there if you don't want me to use it. So we'll figure out who exactly that is later. They have narrowed down the leftovers to a six minus Kyle kind of as we go. And so Kyle's really, playing middleman.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're delusions of grandeur, right? Like, for Monty to be like, hey, Nicole might go home. Like, let's not. And then they're like, he said that he's always wrong. So that must mean Nicole has all the votes. Can you imagine putting your lips together to make that kind of a statement when it's been how many blindsides on your ass now? Right? Like, your best friend who you didn't even get to say bye to went home. So why are you trying to do this again? And then again, Pooch, Mr. Volunteer to go on the block, went home. So why are you volunteering to go on said block against the same person? Like, this is where
this time it's going to work, Sasha.
Third time's the charm, baby. And this is why I want it. Actually, technically fourth. And I want it to flop so bad. And that's what I'm saying. They're not giving me enough clownery for them, because to straight up imagine telling the HOH, right? Like, oh, you want me to do this because you don't have the votes. Wake up. I think Monty has always voted correctly. If I'm not wrong,
I think there's only been two votes, right?
Well, yeah, but like I'm saying, if Monty has voted correctly in those two votes, you two geniuses, like, have not always been aware of everything going on. So that's why I'm so frustrated by them, but I can't help but laugh at how stupid they are. And like, the leftovers can probably do anything, and the other side of the house will just be like, with just blinders on. Oh, I just hate Taylor. She's so bad for my mental health. And that's why, it's not the psychedelic slop. It's Taylor being in the house that's messing with my head. Like, I'm so over these two.
I mean, the thing was, is that you've got the reverse psychology going on, which maybe they should have tried. Monty should have done reverse psychology, I believe, as Johnny Mac suggested for Vanessa. So, maybe that would have worked for these guys. The thing is that, like, there's at least a modicum of logic to what it is that they're thinking, which is that if Monty doesn't want them to use the veto, then because they believe Monty and Taylor are working together, then the assumption is, well, Taylor would go home. But they're not bothering to do any of the legwork to actually ensure that that is indeed the situation by, I don't know, talking to people or like paying attention to previous votes or anything like that. And that's where there's this huge disconnect that it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair point, that it is kind of like, illogical to think that they would have the foresight to think that the reason why they don't want us to use the veto is because they want to leave the nominations the same so that they can protect one of the other pair. Like, this is like, you know, yeah. nine-dimensional chess that their brains can't even understand why Monty doesn't want them to use the veto to protect an alliance that they don't even know exists with things that they're not even thinking of.
Yeah. And the way that they're thinking is, as the nominations stand now, Indy and Alyssa are on the block. If one of them goes home, I'm guaranteed to lose a number that is outside of that six-person alliance. Whereas, yes, like, my best friend is going up on the block, but don't worry, she definitely has the votes. I can definitely tell he's lying. Mm-hmm. I have the best lie detector in the world. We obviously have the votes to keep her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because even if Kyle flips, then it would be 5-5 for the votes, and Monty would have to, you know, expose his hand, and that would be very dramatic. And then Daniel, you know, anyway, it would be like a whole thing. So that's what they're thinking. Stupid, but I guess.
Yeah. We love it. We love to see it.
Love to see it.
Yeah. We already touched on Kyle and Alyssa, but I thought there was something interesting about how that they described their situation as being, must be so boring for everybody else. Not boying, but boring for everybody else in the house to not have this sort of situation like Kyle and Alyssa have. Imagine
just playing the game of Big Brother.
No. Boring.
Boring. Over it.
Not having to constantly chase around or run away from someone else in the house.
Yeah. Have really awkward interactions with. And yeah, you know, you just want that added layer.
Yeah. And I know Kyle said that he's worried about her situationship back home. But Sasha, we do have on good authority that that is no longer a thing. Situationship averted.
Man said bye. He said, forget my name, number, everything. Forget I exist. Please.
Yeah, he's out.
I don't think he was ever in.
Okay.
But here we are.
All right. So Alyssa does, you know, sort of like use this opportunity to ask, like, oh, you take me off the block, right? That's a thing, right? And he's like, oh, yeah. No, don't worry about that. No problem. Definitely would.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's stage is all set. We see more of Daniel and Nicole talking. And, of course, that what Daniel isn't telling Kyle is, allegedly, that he will gun for the veto so he cannot use it. Ha-ha. So you cannot put his number one partner on the block.
Aha, yes. Despite the fact that it doesn't really matter because Kyle can use it even if Daniel doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
But that's Daniel's thinking. He's going to do whatever he can to try to protect Nicole at all costs. Okay. We get the veto draw. And so Brittany and Taylor start talking. And we see Brittany coming to the realization of, like, hey, you know, everybody else in the alliance, they are partnered with somebody who's not in the leftovers. The issue here is that if Brittany or Michael, one of them ends up on the block, Scally, one of them could potentially go home. Not impossible situation, but there is a chance.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, after this week, we presume that there will be at least one member of the leftovers in every single grouping of besties. So the veto could get used if they go straight on the block, but if they were to be backdoored, there's really no saving them. So they recognize that they are the most vulnerable, and even though a lot of dominoes would really have to fall in order for them to be in danger, they are the most exposed for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Taylor is very quickly, I'm on board with this. Liana, do you know, like, for Taylor, did she look at this as like, okay, I don't really want to go up on the block anyway, so this sounds good to me?
I saw both. I don't want to, you know, go on the block. I don't really hit the block again. But Nicole is I do not like being around her and I do not want her in this house. So from what I saw, she was definitely torn. I think Michael and Brittany were definitely pushing the, we need things to stay the same so we can have Indy on our side. Part also of the logic why they were saying, or why they were able to convince Monty and Joseph that it would be good is in case, just in case, let's say Nicole is evicted and Taylor stays, and instead of joining another two-person group, she would actually take one of Terrence, Joseph, or Monty away to make another new pair. And so what she would do is she would take Terrence, leaving Monty and Joseph together alone, so then they would also be vulnerable. So that was part of the logic that was additionally used to convince Monty and Joseph that they need, ultimately, they need to not use the veto. I mean, ultimately, Daniel, you know, goes forward. So, but that was at least, again, part of the strategic logic behind that decision.
Makes sense.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Let's talk about the veto competition. Okay. Now, this was, Sasha, a real blindside in terms of like where this started and where it went.
Because first we're walking in, I was like, okay, lava lamps, cool. You know, like I get the vibe. I'm into it. You know, some, like maybe it'll be some fun tie-dye competition, right? Like colors and, and then I saw that psychedelic slop.
Yeah, psychedelic slop. Leanna, not since what, the psychedelic salamander, was it from, was that Otev in BB22?
Far out, man.
Who can forget? Who can forget? Right? So we had Turner set this up. Now, how Turner was not the host of this comp, I will never know. I don't know what the producers are asleep at the switch. You literally have Turner here, but they did get this set up here from Turner.
Just give me a blacklight poster, a big old beanbag, and I'll be right at home.
Scally, should Turner have a blacklight anywhere near his stuff?
No blacklight for Turner's van, Turner's person, Turner's HOH room. Don't bring any blacklights anywhere near that man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or Kyle and Alyssa for that matter.
Yeah.
But he didn't specify a blacklight, just a blacklight poster. So just the poster and the beanbag. That's all that'll fit in the van.
I stopped listening after he said blacklight because then I was like, that's disgusting, Turner. What are you doing? Like, we all know you're not clean. So why would you even think blacklight?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But apparently it was poster.
He was into it. He was into it. Okay. So this competition involved that you had a partner and then your partner like allegedly was going to take psychedelic slop and then describe to you what you saw. But I mean, this was like really, they went like all in for the TV effect. Leanna, I have no idea what they actually did in this competition.
I would never have predicted that they would have shown us this weird animated diary room session.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was going to be the same thing with the shrinking, you know, and Cody is like, oh, where'd they go? And they were going to get transported off to go somewhere else. Did they just sit in the diary room? Did they watch the video? Did they see their own animation of themselves?
I don't think they saw the animation of themselves. I have to imagine that they didn't see that. I have to guess, like, they went and watched a monitor somewhere?
I assume so.
Is that why they were in tents? Like each tent had a monitor that you could just kind of like put your head in?
Because I
can't imagine, right? Like unless they're all going at the same time in the diary room, wouldn't I feel like I'd forget? Like if I'm the first person, maybe that's what happened to Joseph and Terrence.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe. They could have shown it to him on the memory wall. Maybe.
And maybe if they had to like stick their head like under a curtain, maybe there wasn't enough room for Joseph and Terrence to both fit under there. That's why they did so bad in that particular competition. Also, big thanks to our friends over at Fiverr for providing the animation on tonight's Big Brother 24 episode. No expense was spared.
It's a quick turnaround. You got to draw in these house guests. Yeah, it was effort was put elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. Or is it like, is this a technology has progressed so far that it's cheaper for them to do that than to build a set for the competition? Because yeah. it's like, yeah, it's fine. Just animate them.
Yeah, I think it's cheaper than actually like having the house guests there. Just like animate the whole thing. That would be a lot. I mean, maybe that would be. But Liana, what was your reaction when the screen first went to animation?
I thought it was just part of the diary room sort of shtick yeah. of like, oh, that's so funny. Ha ha. And then it kept going.
Kept going.
And I was like, wait, is this the competition? I was not made aware that the competition started. And then Daniel started and I thought, oh no, this is the competition. It was definitely a roller coaster of emotion, realizing what was going on
yeah.
In this moment.
Scally, Twitter was going nuts at this point.
Yeah, it was a lot. I feel like no one really knew what to do with themselves. It was a lot of, oh no, why? Please explain. Twitter definitely was just as confused as the rest of us with the pink elephants and green pigs and Rainbow River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Sasha, we don't even know what they were looking at. We have no idea of like what the actual thing was.
So here's my biggest question, right? Like they literally, can you imagine, like let's set this up, right? Because y'all, they were sitting there and then some producer or someone had to say over the speakers, hey, you're now gonna act like you're on acid.
Mm-hmm.
Like the setup before we even got to the animation was so ridiculous. Can you imagine just sitting there and be like, I wish I had some alcohol and I'm just going like this, like, God. So that's why I was like, okay, they're like wasting time. You're cutting into my clownery segment, but okay, fine. And then I was waiting for them. Maybe they had to go around in circles and then walk an obstacle course, like on with drunk goggles, right? Like that's where my mind was going. And then we got this.
Yeah. And then we had like the trivia questions. Liana, I'm like trying to play along at home, but I'm like, wait, what? What are we even...
Well, I think because I didn't even realize it was the competition until it was too late.
How many daisies with faces were there?
The only reason I knew the animals was because I thought I was actually still watching part of a diary room session. And then it started getting, very, very trippy, very, you know.
That's also Disney-esque. The first thing we probably saw, I think.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think they probably watched the video, but without them in the middle.
Yeah, maybe.
Like
maybe.
They had that background already ready. And so then they just all watched the same thing. They ran out and gave the clues.
Yeah, it was layers.
Right.
But Scally, overall, we like this, right?
I'm not mad at it.
Like, I don't want to make it sound like we're complaining. We're just very confused.
It held my attention for the few minutes that was on TV, more so than plenty of other veto competitions that we've had to watch.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I was sitting up a little bit straighter in my chair when this was going on. Like, oh my God, where are we? What is happening?
Ride a banana, go on trip acid. Like, what do you want, viewers? We're giving you it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just, I wonder what hallucinogen we were doing. Like, it really did, keep my attention. I was like, what did production do before thinking of this? Are we talking acid, shrooms, mescaline, you know, salvia, perhaps? I don't know. Like, maybe this is just giving us more of a perspective of production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe also, that's not like the perspective of, like how they come up with most of their ideas, Liana. Yeah.
Right. And this is just much more literal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, Kyle and Daniel win the Golden Power Veto. Even though Daniel said he would win it to not use it, they got it.
Woo!
Kyle was like on his Rain Man. Like, I was like, well, you didn't see anything. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe he had a little bite. I don't know. But every time he was talking, like, or every time the question, his hands, I was like, wait, what did I miss that you got to see now?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is crazy.
Yeah. Look, Kyle, he told us about the devil's lettuce last week.
I don't know. Maybe I was on that trip too, but I mean, not like I know anything about that or anything.
I don't know. Does he?
Oh.
Does he? Uh-oh.
He's an ex-Mormon now, so mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Boy, Mom really does not like these episodes.
Yeah, some experience for Kyle on the outside.
When Kyle said that he was using his hands to remember, I forgot that he wasn't the one in the trip.
That's
and so,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
When Sasha, yeah. When he's answering question, he's like, this goes here and this goes here. Like sort of that like math meme, but with his hands. I was, oh, okay. I guess maybe that's just how he memorizes stuff. I'm excited for him to do, you know, memorization comps later down the line. We'll see what hand motions he's able to do.
Okay. It worked. It worked. Okay. After the veto. All right. Daniel comes to realization. All right, Kyle, he's going to want to save Alyssa. And so he doesn't want to use the veto. Got to keep Nicole safe. Alyssa, if Kyle doesn't use the veto, Scott, she'll feel like the stupidest person in the world.
Yeah, just would be so wild to have him betray you yet again, not tell you something, completely lie to your face over and over. That would just be awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We get another scene of the leftovers working on trying to figure out, okay, what to do. All right. They realize their best plan of attack is leave the nominations alone. They have this. They come to this decision without Kyle. Kyle comes in. Hey, Kyle, change of plan. We're not using the veto.
Yeah, which if you're thinking, oh, Kyle's in this almost showmance, whatever's going on, why would they even ask him to do that? Because Kyle spent like 3 days before noms and even the first couple days of noms being like, Alyssa's got to go, but Alyssa's got to go, right? Like, we should really consider Alyssa going. And so we've seen this switch over the past couple days that now he was like, wait, that's against my moral compass. I could never do that. I've been lying to her, despite the fact that he was saying nary 5 days earlier, Alyssa has to go. She's the biggest social threat in the game.
Mm-hmm. Because he even wondered at one point, like, are they just trying to take out one of my pieces and weaken me? But it's like, bro, you've been arguing for her to go home for a week and a half. Like, this was your doing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, can we talk about just King Joseph? Because he said, it's your morals versus Brittany and Michael's safety. Nothing better.
It's a good line.
Has ever been said.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could use that for a lot of different situations.
With your mouth. Damn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because the show did not give us any of the ever, I don't think, that Kyle wants Alyssa out of the game. We've only been presented the, I'm 2H word, that this is, that she's amazing. She's, that this is, love this girl. This is not part of the story that we've been given.
Mm-hmm. Right. The part of the story we've been given is the fact that, I can't do it because it could be bad for my game. Not, I am so tempted. Please remove her from me because I will do something bad. Mom is watching. So that was what was in the back of his head. But then, look, she's just so pretty.
She's so pretty. Okay? My mom's going to kill me.
So H-word.
She really is.
Mm-hmm.
She will. Because mm-hmm. What was it that she tweeted? # just resist or something.
Yeah, just say no.
Just say no.
I bet you now she's like, darn, I wish I would have told him to just be evicted first. Would have been better.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think she evicted herself from Twitter.
100%
She's out. She's out.
I believe that's the case.
Okay. Yeah, it was # stay strong, Kyle. Yeah. # BB24. # team Kyle. # Alyssa. # just say no. # don't give in.
But why did she # Alyssa? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's shady. So shady.
Mm-hmm. I think she saw Scally's meme yesterday and said, all right, that's it. Packing it up. Where's my sweatshirt? I'm leaving. Yeah.
We should have all worn sweatshirts.
No.
It is August. Yeah, it's hot. Okay. All right. So they decide, okay, this is going to be it, Kyle. We are not, you're not going to use the veto. That's the plan right now. Kyle, not thrilled about this. So Monty is going to sit down with Daniel and Nicole, tells them that they think bad idea maybe to use the veto. Nicole could be in danger. For Nicole, she's not buying it because this is something about Nicole.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, shut up, Monty. I've been trained to know when somebody is lying to me.
Okay.
Here's Scally's next assignment. You have to use that and then make a fan cam. Maybe I'm the only fan. I don't care. Make a fan cam of like all of their delusions. And then that is just playing in the background.
Yeah. You know what? They said Monty opens with like, I don't want this to be a surprise week. No one's getting blindsided. And they said, we will not give Monty what he wants. Someone is going to be blindsided this week, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Even if it's us.
Yeah. Okay. So they don't like what Monty is saying because Daniel says, I'm not going to do what Monty wants.
If you don't want me to use this veto, I'm 100% going to use it.
Got him.
Got his ass.
Owned myself. How about that?
Daniel, a man of the people, giving us what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Shake, rattle, and roll, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't want me to use it, I'm using it.
But that's what I'm unfortunately the saddest about, because right, we've been yelling for years, don't do what the HOH wants, like be your own person. After noms, HOH has no say, no power, remember? And then this is what you do. Mm-hmm. And so it's so unfortunate that the first time in so long we're getting something that the HOH doesn't want, and it's actually you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
This is how level 6 fans felt, I guess, at all times. And like, wow, it feels so good to finally be on the other side.
It's exciting. So for Kyle, that he cannot contain his enthusiasm to now know that, okay, he doesn't have to not use the veto because Daniel's doing it. Mm.
He's doing it. Yes. And Kyle, oh no, man, what? He can just do that sort of, I'm just confused. And then can just go to Monty and be like, sorry, man, he didn't buy it. Right. Mm-hmm. And he sort of wipes his hands clean of the situation because I tried, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So then, we get, is this Kyle that says that he's about to make one of the dumbest moves in BB history?
It is.
Yeah.
That's everyone.
I mean, Scally, how lucky are we? How many of the dumbest moves in BB history have we already seen this season?
Right? I feel like it's been nonstop. It's so rare that, like, it's especially for it to not result in, like, yourself going home. Yeah, this is top-tier dumb move.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Especially when, I mean, Monty did tell him Nicole may go home, which is true. And the fact that he said, you know, Jasmine and Indy, they're a little bit wary of you guys. Like that's all, again, all true. Everything is true. It just so happens that the very underlying motive is that, like, we talked about this very niche scenario, but everything that Monty said was true in terms of the situation. Nicole will go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ridiculous.
But
this is logic. I don't know her.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be.
They're not gonna give them what they want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want me to use it, then I'm gonna use it.
All right. Well, Daniel is going to use it. Okay, and then we get ultimately Taylor and Nicole on the block. We got a lot of reactions from Brittany and Taylor after the veto ceremony that they were like completely surprised that this happened. Was there any warning from the feeds that this was how this was going to go down?
Yeah.
Was that a genuine reaction?
So Kyle did give the heads up to like Monty because he was like, I need to get up there right away, and ran up and said, basically, Daniel's using it. There's nothing I can do. Like, oh, damn. like, so it's going to get used. But unfortunately, didn't warn Taylor. And if they were so worried about really making sure that she trusts them all week, I feel like that was an oversight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So ultimately, we get Nicole and Taylor on the block, and Nicole is very self-satisfied.
Ugh, she's killing it. We're killing it today. So amazing.
That's more us. That's that. Us. Yeah.
Put your killing clowns it today. In the chat, baby.
Yes.
It's time.
Yes, I am on the block. The plan is working. Yes.
Did Pooch not literally say the same thing 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. It's truly beautiful, a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at least Pooch gave himself the veto to play in. Yeah. Like, Nicole is ready to go on without a chance at the veto. And she says, like, I don't know if anyone has ever been this excited to go on the block. Like, excitement is mutual, Nicole. We yeah. are all yeah. very Damn. Excited.
Yeah.
Please give Rob another sound. Okay. Please, Big Brother editors. Please.
So, do we have anything else to talk about from the episode, or should we head into spoiler territory as we are 24 hours away from this eviction?
Just sad for Taylor. Like that last, like it was a really fun episode, and just to see her crying at the end, which I feel like could have been avoided. Mm-hmm. Just had they talked to her, because it's not that she didn't agree with it. So, you know, just that part. It's like, just, I'm tired of the bullying already enough. Like, let's move on from that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Let's get into our spoilers for tonight and talk through everything that's going on. And we'll also get into your questions, of course, robswebsite.com/BBQuestions. And so here we go. Let's talk about our spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
All right. So I was noticing on Twitter today some concerning talk about the votes going into tomorrow. Is this thing still locked up that Nicole's going home?
I think people are just like stressing over Kyle. I don't think that ultimately we need to be that stressed just yet over Kyle's allegiance. I feel like things are still fine. I think the worry would be it going to a split vote and like ultimately like completely exposing the leftovers with Kyle's allegiance being exposed and Monty's allegiance being exposed. But, you know, I think that there are a couple people that are still primed to flip late tomorrow.
But what is the thought here that because Kyle is so gung-ho for Alyssa that he's ready to like completely switch sides and go because Alyssa's like in between like makeout sesh is like, hey, who are you voting for tomorrow?
No, I think it's locked, right? I mean, because we have Turner. So Turner, Brittany, Michael, Joseph, for sure, right? And then Kyle makes five. Who am I missing?
Then Monty's Karen? The tiebreaker.
Oh, and Monty would be the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah, at the very least, Monty would be the tiebreaker. But Kyle is, I mean, Kyle's not going to, because the thing is it's not like, the other option is Taylor. So it's not attractive really for them to vote out Taylor in the situation. And they've been talking, the leftovers have been talking about, okay, how are we going to make this closer to unanimous vote? Because they really want the women also to vote with them. So Jasmine and Alyssa and Indy, because then Daniel will also have more targets to go after when he's the one who's left in the house if he does end up winning HOH. So they're starting to talk to Terrence about the whole situation, because that was their plan last week of like Terrence then will leak things to everybody. And so that's part of the plan to start to plant the seeds. I think it's going to be a pretty close, like an 8-2 or a 9-1 vote.
How are we doing on the blind side? Does Nicole know what's up yet?
She will know, I think, if she doesn't. I mean, she even had some initial suspicions that she could go on the block on like all the way back when Noms first happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, she had a little bit of a suspicion, although it's gone all over the place. I think eventually she will find out.
Yeah.
I mean, if she doesn't know before the votes are cast, I know Taylor is planning on quoting Rihanna and saying, "You look so dumb right now, Nicole." So she'll know pretty quickly.
Literally standing outside the house.
Yeah. And then will Daniel also know?
Yeah, I guess the question is whether or not they're going to tell Nicole and Daniel, I think, really, and whether or not that would end up spilling. I mean, Terrence is... that man is blown with the wind. Whomever he runs into last is who he sides with. So who knows if he would ultimately end up spilling. It could end up coming through him. I mean, Monty from the very beginning was like, I don't like blindsides. I want things to be unanimous. And so on his HOH, I'm not surprised that he's trying to push for things to be as unanimous as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Terrence did talk to Daniel and say basically like, they want Nicole out and it's not what I want. Later then also talking to the cams of Terrence saying like, I don't even know what I want. I don't know where I am. But that if he had his way, he would probably keep Nicole here.
Yeah.
But we'll go ahead and flop to the house, whichever way it's going.
Okay.
And I think they were also saying that maybe they don't mind if Daniel gives a sympathy vote to Nicole, which is why I feel like maybe they'll tell Daniel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Indy might as well be the other sympathy vote, potentially.
Anything else that we should be watching for as we get to our eviction coming up tomorrow night?
Nothing really relevant to the eviction, but the showmance has continued to develop. So that could have game ramifications, as well as the leftovers sort of planning for when they ultimately fracture. And that could ultimately influence who the targets are going to be in the next couple weeks. If the leftovers take power, we could start to see an internal struggle.
Yeah. In what way might they fracture?
So the Monty Joseph sort of side of things, they have been building relationships with people like Jasmine, people like Terrence, whereas the Michael, Brittany, a little bit Kyle, who's had a conversation with Michael about sort of their side and who they want to keep. Maybe Daniel is somebody that they could pull in on their side. So nothing is like concrete, and I don't think the leftovers are going to like split up anytime soon. It's mainly just who on the outside of the leftovers is going to be targeted, because maybe if Michael were to win HOH, he would target, you know, someone who Monty and Joseph would want to keep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that Kyle realizing that Alyssa's number is coming up increasingly quickly is realizing that Monty and Joseph are getting real close to Jasmine, Terrence, Indy, who look to be the people on the other side that are probably going to be going the farthest, and he's starting to get nervous about that. So he's already been pitching to Michael and Brittany, like, maybe we don't even send Kyle home next. Maybe someone like Jasmine would be good to go home to get rid of one of their numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. Daniel home next. Yeah.
Daniel, yeah.
Interesting. So Leftovers Civil War could be on the horizon in a week or two. It could be interesting next part of the season. Why did they have to take away Jasmine's scooter?
Didn't production tell her to start walking on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start walking on it.
It's like 2.5 weeks too late. Like, it's overdue. She would have been on it the rest of the season.
They just felt like that she doesn't need it? Why was it bothering them? I thought they loved the scooter sound effect.
Well, I think from a medical perspective, she needs to start putting weight on it so she can start healing it instead of just sort of limping around throughout the rest of the season.
And I'm sure that's not fun for them, because if you're casual watching, you're like, oh, why is production not doing more if she's on a scooter, I'm assuming? And why is she competing in challenges if she needs a scooter? So production's like, she doesn't. She's just like this.
I mean, last week they were straight up ready to hoist her up into the air, yeah. Right? So they're like, yeah, it's fine. Just throw her up there. It's okay.
Yeah, so she's not wanting to get off the scooter.
No.
Scooters are
kicking
fun.
And screaming.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's make a deal. If you let me keep it, I'll walk around, but like, I want to play. Like, I'm bored.
Anything else from the feeds before we take some questions? Okay.
I think that's everything.
Yeah, all right. Let's take some questions. Okay. See what everybody had to say. We can also, if people have good questions, we could take questions live in the chat too. Okay. If Daniel really didn't want the veto to be used at the beginning of the week, why didn't he throw the veto?
Because he was all aboard the Taylor backdoor plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
well, he was all for it, but also the other alternatives were Alyssa and Indy, who were definitely going to use the veto. Mm-hmm. And then Monty's besties, who were definitely going to use the veto. So if he did want it not used, he was the best option, but he was totally down for it to be used for a while anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How about a question from LinkedIn recruiter for BB? This is the person that discovered Amira. So until jury, the Leftovers have it on lock, no matter who wins HOH, right?
So the way that I see the situation is that when Nicole leaves, Taylor will join Indy and Alyssa. So then either Indy or Alyssa, if that group is sitting up on the block, one of them will go, Taylor will be fine, but they could also force the veto. Whereas, for example, before, if Indy and Alyssa were by themselves, they didn't necessarily have to use the veto to save Michael and Brittany, who is the one pair that doesn't have that other outsider as part of their group. So the only situation where a leftover will go home if they choose to stay together is if Brittany and Michael are backdoored, and that's it. That's the only situation if they all stay together based on the way that the twist is structured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like that's still very unlikely given most HOH outcomes. I don't think even many of the people outside the alliance would necessarily realize they should be targeting.
Right. Yeah, Liana, you and Taryn were talking about it as the like sort of the exhaust port on the Death Star. I mean, is there anybody on that side of the house that knows about that potential? They don't even know where the alliance is. How could they know where to shoot?
Yeah, exactly. They don't know exactly the alliance. I mean, now Nicole has talked about the alliance of Turner, Brittany, Michael, Taylor, Joseph, and Monty, which is most of the leftovers minus Kyle. So she is aware of that group, but the very unique situation where specifically only Michael and Brittany have to be backdoored.
Yeah.
Is that that's like the unique situation of why it is only 4 feet.
The only thing that makes it a little bit more likely is that we are going to have how many pairs of festy besties at that point? What, six and maybe five, depending on if they switch some of them up. So like there's only so many plays, like somebody's going to be the HOH. You know, if somebody uses the veto, like you get down to, there's not a ton of options. It could potentially be like, just work out by luck.
I think that's the worry with having the close vote is that Daniel could realize because he's already like matched those six people together. And then I think he at least could realize like basic strategy in that that would probably be a good move. I mean, he's already, and that's one thing that we didn't talk about actually from the feeds is Daniel is planning on calling house meetings and going off if Nicole goes home. Mm-hmm. So I think that he is going to throw everything at the wall.
Do it.
Good, good. All right, let's hope the feeds are on for that. Okay. This is one from Happy Mushroom, who says, so am I correct that the story the show was trying to tell the viewers was that they're drugging the contestants? Who is this for? Yeah, that is correct.
I'm excited for the through the roof veto in a couple seasons when they get roofied. No.
My God, Leanna, you're done.
Well, I thought you guys would get it with the through the roof, but I obviously realized that's a little bit too common.
I thought you meant like they're going to get thrown to the other side.
Yeah. No, like, I was like, oh, that must be like a new TikTok trend I haven't heard about yet.
Oh my God. Well, speaking of TikTok trends, there was the debate about whether or not are there more wheels or more doors in the world.
Sure.
So
sure.
That was also an important thing for me.
I would tell people to check out the latest Ask Dr. Christian Hubicki that I did, where Christian gave some thoughts as to the doors versus wheels debate. Christian has put some thought into it. Okay. All right. So Andrew says, name three cheap comps they never do anymore that are better than this one. Now what? Why do we have to? Don't give us homework.
Better than this one? I can't.
Yeah.
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 Andrew, we're team hot mess. So we like
we liked it.
Like, I want to make that very clear.
We liked it.
Like, we want to yell at our TV and laugh at us watching this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Throwing CDs in the pool could never.
Okay. Insulation asks, whose HOH win in the leftovers will unify them even more? And whose win will fracture them even more? Is there anybody from the leftovers that could have a tricky HOH?
I wonder how a Kyle HOH would go, because that would make Daniel safe by default.
Well, and that HOH room could be a killer.
No, oh, no black lights.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, with him and Alyssa up there all the time, it's going to be difficult to talk strategy. He's not going to want to go after her. So things will become tricky if Kyle wins HOH.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe like if it was an Alyssa HOH, they might look at like, oh, he's putting in work up there for the leftovers. But if it's his HOH, yeah, that's going to be a problem. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely going to be a problem. I mean, the thing is like, as you mentioned, Rob, there would be only, I believe, five festy best, if I understood correctly, if I'm not missing anybody. So if Daniel and Kyle were to win HOH, he's probably not going to want to put up Indy, Alyssa, or Taylor, which only leaves three groups: Joseph, Monty, Terrence, Turner, Jasmine, Brittany, Michael. Mm-hmm. So he would want to keep Brittany and Michael, of course, off the block. So unless he puts them up as initial noms, which I don't know if they would necessarily want to risk that, either that would be Terrence or Jasmine going home that week because one would go up and one would be the pawn. So we could see Terrence being targeted here.
Yeah.
Putting them up as initial noms almost is safer if he doesn't want Alyssa to go home because they can guarantee the veto to be used. Mm-hmm. But otherwise we could even see Alyssa go home on his HOH if the veto fell correctly.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Okay. This is from Nicole and Daniel's delusion leftovers. With Kyle being so H-word, is it actually better for his game for Alyssa to leave so his focus returns on the game? Or is she being there still good for him? This is a question I know that has been debated on a lot of the podcasts with Taryn. Is Alyssa staying good for Kyle or bad? Why don't we go around? Sasha, how do you feel about this? Alyssa stays good or bad for Kyle?
team showmance, I guess. So I think it'll be good because not only because of the showmance, I think that gives him one person that maybe he trusts completely, especially with the leftovers and how they're moving. They're going to move forward when they eventually crack. So I think you need someone that you're going to trust and that's on the outside of your alliance.
Okay. Liana, you love love.
I love love here for Kyle. I'm just so upset about how he's handling it. Ultimately, I think this is good for him because having someone who is never going to put you up or would never vote you out is absolutely advantageous to your game when you don't want to be voted out. So having her there is great for him. The issue is when he's fumbling it, if that makes his allies trust him less, then that's where the error is in, you know, Joseph and Monty and those two thinking like, is Kyle really in it for us? So I think he can absolutely play this well. I think ultimately it's good to have Alyssa for his numbers. We'll see what ends up happening.
Okay. Scally.
Yeah. I still think it's good. I don't see a scenario in which any member of the leftovers currently thinks it's a better idea to get rid of Kyle before Alyssa. So I think she's still always going before him, at which point hopefully he gets the post-eviction clarity and can really like restructure his game in a way that he needs.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably bad for him, but I'm here for it. I don't care. I don't get any money if Kyle wins. I don't care if he tanks his game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what do you care?
I'm here for the comedy. Yeah.
The entertainment.
Yeah. So, yeah, I hope she stays, but I think it's probably going to be bad. You know?
It depends. It depends if he can get, as Scally said, any type of clarity.
Yeah.
Because that's really the issue of what is clouding his judgment. There's only so much blood in someone's body. So
right.
You're, you know, taken because, away from the,
oh
you know,
my God.
Yeah. It's not like that. They're one of these showmances of like, okay, like they're effective together, like working out plans all day. And then at nighttime they're doing whatever, but they're just like just sort of like, you're hot. You're hot. No, you're hot. You know,
yeah.
There's not a lot of like thinking going on.
When well, they're yeah. final two, y'all are gonna be eating your words.
Kyle will try. He tries. He's like, so strategy discussion, and Alyssa kind of blinks at him and then they move on. Like there's not a lot of like strategy talk going on between the two of them.
Yeah.
And part of it also is that Kyle, you know, at least earlier, Kyle would have to lie to her about the situation that's going on. So if Kyle is able to bring in Alyssa a little bit more, then I think he would feel more comfortable talking game, and hopefully he can pull that out of her and have a conversation with her.
Yeah. Okay. I started some questions from the chat as well. Okay. This is one from Rain X, who says, would Kyle have used the veto if Daniel didn't? Okay. So in that scenario where Daniel didn't use the veto, do we think that Kyle would have done it anyway?
That's an interesting question. Right before, so Monty had that conversation right before, I mean, like the morning of the veto ceremony, to try to convince. And Kyle, I mean, you see him protest. We see that in the episode where he's saying, like, I don't know if I could do it. I think he probably would have used it.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I mean, he didn't have the time to warn Taylor and the rest of the leftovers still. So that's how close that this decision not to use the veto was made to the power of veto ceremony. And I don't think he just goes rogue and uses the veto. I think that's too much for Kyle.
Okay. How about one from Jack here? It says, this season has been incredibly entertaining. Y'all agree?
It picked up, definitely.
Yeah.
It picked up.
We didn't see this coming.
It got there.
It was a 180. I will, yes, Jack. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Okay. How about this question from Mary Ruth? Do you think that Julie will actually say something to Nicole about her behavior tomorrow night? Let's go around again. Sasha, what do you think? Does Julie call out Nicole?
If we learned anything from Julie's interviews, is that she thinks it's all part of the game. So maybe she says something, but I think it's going to be more at Nicole being like, you thought you were safe. And what did I tell you? Expect the unexpected, Nicole. So I think it's going to be more for the soundbite of like, I told you so, more than it is like, you're a bad person. Get your shit together.
They just haven't really shown that part all that much on the show, and you know, how much does Julie know? So I'm gonna say no. I don't think she does.
Yeah,
I feel like, first of all, Julie, judging is a sin, so I don't think she's
only
really
Father
be
God
thrown.
May judge. That's true.
So I think we might get a softball, as in, like, we saw that Taylor tried to comfort you and you took it the wrong way. Looking back, do you think that that was a mistake? Something like that. But I don't think we are getting exactly what we would want.
Yeah. I think we get something, because I feel like that they like to make one person the scapegoat. And if not Nicole, then who? And when will the other opportunity? Like, Jack got it in Big Brother 21. Like, I feel like that they are. They do, like, sort of, like, put it at the feet of, like, one person that they'll go in on. And if not Nicole, then I don't know who they're going to do it to.
I mean, didn't they show Daniel, like, yelling at Taylor?
Yes, so but I don't know if he's going to go out next week.
Oh, I mean, but yeah. I don't know.
It's still probably the most likely boot next week, but are you relying on that definitely happening? Mm-hmm. And like him not actually staying in the game much longer?
Yeah.
I mean, they still have time tomorrow to bury Nicole. I mean,
they have the footage.
They have exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Father God knows.
Father God knows. They got plenty hours of footage that they could use to do that. So I think if that's the case, then definitely Julie goes in.
Okay. Let's do one more question. Elizabeth says, Rob, I need you to explain why the slop made them hallucinate. Why would that happen? What is this referencing? So I believe that sometimes at some of these music festivals, people take, you know, psychedelic drugs like LSD. And I think that sometimes I think they could also like put them in something. And so you might eat the slop and not even realize it. And the slop has been laced with LSD, you know, Liana in the Sky with Diamonds, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yes. Oh. And so I think that that's what happened. This was psychedelic slop, and that's the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, legal in some places. So.
There we go.
The mushrooms were in the video. Okay. All right.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah. There might be some house guests signing up to be have-nots now, Sasha.
If that gives me good feeds, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. Maybe now Jasmine will be happy with being a have-not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's a way to convince people to go to be a have-not.
Yes. Okay. Anything else, BB24, before I tell you what else is coming up?
This was so weird and so fun and so stupid.
We loved it.
And I am enjoying this season. I can't believe I would say that after the first week.
You know, it got really good that we have like, you know, a rootable group. They still have obstacles in their way. This showman storyline is wild and is an interesting one. So creates problems. Like, I think that the pairs twist, as much as we all thought it was a bad idea, like, has made for some interesting maneuvering having to go on here. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what Big Brother did right, but right now, they can't go wrong.
There we go. Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like we have villains. We're watching them go out right now. So who's going to complain?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Of course, you know what's coming up tomorrow night. It's going to be eviction night. Join us at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday for our eviction recap. And of course, don't miss Taryn tomorrow morning with the update of everything that went on Wednesday, getting you ready for eviction night in the Big Brother house. Had the chance to catch up with, speaking of showmances, I spoke with Brendan and Rachel this morning live for the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. We're going to drop that as a podcast for you. If not already, then soon after here tonight, catch up with what they are up to. They just did a new reality show. Rachel's going to be on Snake in the Grass and much more with the one of the great showmances, Brendan and Rachel, plus some, we talked about the Challenge USA as well. So some good stuff with Brentchel today. Okay. And then, what is this? The B&B. Yes.
Yeah. Mike and I got together with Chappelle to do our first RHAP B&B for this season of Big Brother. It was absolutely ridiculous. We did some Mad Lib Jasmine stories, ooh, which were really fun. And we talked about the extended Cody Calafiore cinematic universe.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm always up for that. Yes.
I know. Yes. Yes. It was a BB movie fest, if you will.
Oh, nice. Okay. check that out on the B&B. Of course, I've been covering Claim to Fame with Jenny Autumn. Check out our episode 4 recap as well, as you can play along with us and guess who the people, which celebrities there are related to. Okay. Over on the latest Claim to Fame. Scally, what's coming up over on Love Island?
So Love Island USA is in full swing over on Peacock. It's been super fun this season. Me and Kirsten just had Maggie join us to break down part one of week 4. I'm having Chappelle sub in for Kirsten for the second part of week 4. So, or week 3. It's been super exciting. People should definitely check that out.
Yes, a lot of people, pretty H-word over on the Love Island, right?
Very much
so. Sound effects.
Yeah, it's Kyle maybe would have done well on the show.
Mm-hmm. Or not. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Liana, I know that the Drag Race Winners at War came to a conclusion.
Yes, Drag Race Winners at War is over. We did the finale recap. Amon, Beth, and I all discussed the final episode. It was a really fun conclusion to the season. Overall, yeah, just very much enjoyable. So wrap that up with us.
Okay. And then, Sasha, what's going on over on the Mess Magnets? Who are all these people?
Great question. No. We dove into TikTok mess yes, with Charlie D'Amelio and Lil Huddy. And listen, like, pray for us because we're 30-year-olds trying to talk about this. So, you know, vibes only. It was a lot of mess, a lot of fun. But, you know, there was showmance and there was cheating and there was breakups and there was some
friend
hopping. I
mean, Kyle's on TikTok. Yeah.
Listen, they love to friend hop. So follow Mess Magnets, subscribe, and leave us some ratings because we're trying to get to 250 so Rob lets us unlock some fun mess.
Merch.
Yes.
Yes.
You mess, Rob. I think that's the clue
you
that
mess.
We're going to go.
Yes. And then, of course, check out the 90-Day Fiancé wrap-up. Sasha, what did you and Puya talk about this week?
These weddings, besides that, also that folks forgetting what 90 Day Fiancé actually means, that they think that, oh, once folks come to America, then we'll decide if I want to marry them. So a lot of just frustration from Puya and I about how these people just like can't get it together. And like, haven't Ari and Benny been married? Like, I'm so confused. There was a lot of just
yeah, I would have thought,
confusion.
Yeah, been on the show a bunch of times. So
listen, it's about time. Roll them off. I'm over it. Okay, right. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, it's the start of a brand new month. It's a great time to become a patron of RHAP. You'll get access to The Slop. I was live with Kirsten McInnes on Monday night. Had a fun time there. On Friday, I will be live. We'll be talking about the new HOH and what the next plans are with Taryn Armstrong on the live BBQ&A. Plus, you could join us for our live alumni interviews as well. Things like the Patron 5 for 5 and access to what I would like to humbly say is the greatest reality TV community in the world on our Facebook and our Discord, all at robiswebsite.com/patron. And of course, make sure you subscribe to Rob as a Podcast wherever you get your podcast, robiswebsite.com/subscribe to links to all your favorite shows. All right. So fun show tonight. But ready for, yeah, I would have to say, certainly.
Ugh, just killing it. We're killing it today. So amazing.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Very fun. Yeah, yes. A nice large appetizer before the meal tomorrow.
Sure, sure. Scally, what else is going on for you?
So for me, like I just talked about over on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed, talking about Love Island with Kirsten all summer, also talking about the Challenge
USA. Thank you for missing the challenge for us tonight.
Yeah, I'll be jumping on that right after. Very excited. Lots of Big Brother mess also going on over there.
Yes. I've heard about it. Oh my God.
But yeah, the Challenge USA has been a ton of fun. A lot of people that if you watch Big Brother and any other CBS reality show, you'll know. Talking about that with Matt Liguori over on the Dom and Colin podcast. And then also did guest over on the Lonely Boys podcast, talking about Gossip Girl, old school season 2. So that was a lot of fun as well this week. And anything else I'll do, I'll put on Twitter at Brian_Scally.
And if you're not following Scally on Twitter, you're doing it wrong. Okay, people. Okay. All right. Great job tonight, Scally. Liana, what's coming up for you?
Well, I think we already hit the nail on the head with the BMBN drag race. Mm-hmm. So I'm, going to be in these BB streets here and there popping up. Mike and I are going to do another BMB at some point. Drag race is done. So a little bit of a yachtist, just enjoying my Big Brother time. So you can follow me on Twitter at Liana RHAP.
Okay. Liana, so nice to have you back here on the recap tonight. And then Sasha, what else is coming up for you?
Yeah, make sure y'all follow Mess Magnets at Rob has a podcast /Mess Magnets. And in addition to 90 Day Fiance, I also cover Survivor South Africa, which probably is the best season of Survivor. The best franchise, let me rephrase, because it's so much fun. South Africa is wild. I love it. I'm over on Silent Podcast. So go check that out as well. And for everything else, there'll be another announcement coming next week. So you can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to know more.
Okay. Well, we love the surprise announcements. So great job tonight, Sasha. Thank you all so much for joining us here live to talk about this wild episode. Hopefully somebody will animate us all into cartoons that we could be talking about this experience. That someone wants to animate this podcast. Until then, we'll be back tomorrow night for the eviction recap. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.